621, 1320 WILS. Well, Donald Trump's attempt to get funding for the wall, that has not happened. And the travel ban, of course, the courts knocked that down. Still, we've seen a major drop in illegal immigrants crossing the United States southern border. Why is that occurring? Mark Krikorian is with us. He's the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, which advocates for lower immigration levels. Mark, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, how much of a drop-off have we really seen since he's become president?
It's really pretty significant in the arrests at the border. From January to March, it's been a 70% drop. And what makes it even more impressive is that it should have gone up during that time because some people, illegal immigrants, will go back to their hometowns for Christmas and New Year's and then start heading back. And so instead of going up, it went down. I mean, it's quite remarkable. The question is, will it last?
Yeah. First of all, what do you credit for the drop-off?
Oh, it's pretty. I mean, there's no question that it's Trump's election and all of the talk surrounding it and how it's, you know, just going to crack down and all the rest of it. Because illegal immigrants are rational people. They're reading this stuff in the paper, hearing it on the radio, and they're saying, well, boy, I better hold off because it looks like the party is over as far as illegal immigration goes. I mean, everybody, even the anti-enforcement people, have acknowledged that this is a function of Trump's election.
And you said, how long will it last and will it last? How long do you think it may last?
Well, that's going to depend entirely on whether Congress and the White House actually follow through on toughening up enforcement. Some things have already happened. Things like administration taking the handcuffs off the Border Patrol and immigration agents inside the country. So they're now back to being able to enforce the law in a way that they really weren't under Obama. The thing is, there are other things they have to follow through. For instance, just one big example. Illegal immigrants obviously mostly come for work. And there's no good way for an employer to check whether the person they just hired really is allowed to work or not. They present some paper. A lot of times it's phony.
Yeah.
Well, there's a system, online system called E-Verify. It's free, takes like a minute to use. And when you collect the information, which you have to do anyway for Social Security and IRS, you type it in, and it checks against
then
Homeland
Security.
Then you
can confirm, but we haven't heard about E-Verify. We hear about the wall, but no one's talking about E-Verify. Why is that?
And that's the thing, is if E-Verify isn't made nationwide for all employers, about half of new hires last year went through it. The other half have got to be put into that to make it hard to get jobs. In other words, you've got to do
the
stuff.
Why isn't the president talking about E-Verify?
He's talked about it some occasionally during the campaign. Once in a while, he mentioned it, but they have not made it a priority issue. And I hope that's going to change. But making it mandatory is something only Congress can do.
That'd be a game changer. Mark Krikorian with us, executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. So these internal planning documents from the Department of Homeland Security that were leaked, they show that the agency's ramping up for this nationwide deportation effort. They're going to increase the force, and they're planning on adding 33,000 additional detention beds. What do you think is about to happen here?
Well, I don't think there's going to be some big bang where they're going to, you know, you're going to wake up one morning and they're, or, you know, arresting hundreds of thousands of people. What they're talking about is ramping up their activities to something more like what Obama inherited from the Bush administration. Because under Clinton and Bush, there was a steady investment in the capacity to deport illegal immigrants. Under Obama, that stopped, and then it dropped like a rock in the last few years of his administration. What Trump is planning to do is basically restore normal enforcement. And so we're going to see a significant increase, I think. Eventually, it's going to take a few months in deportations. But really, it's just going back to what we had before. Okay. Obama basically gutted the system.
And is there a problem we're going to start deporting people that may have been here decades working and being civil?
Well, some people like that are probably going to get deported. But the priority is always people who come to the attention of the authorities. Some of them are bad guys, you know, real criminals in the sense that they're murderers and rapists. But others are going to be people who are, say, drunk drivers. I don't consider drunk driving a minor offense.
Right. Well, some are just going to be speeding, right? I mean, basically they're going to start deporting anybody that's pulled over and they're not a citizen.
They might be. They're not doing that yet, but it also that depends on the jurisdiction. And often, frankly, you're not – the way the system works now is if you're arrested and booked and your fingerprints are taken, DHS knows about it. But if you're just stopped and get a speeding ticket, DHS does not ever hear about that. So, no, people who just are speeding, you're going 70 and 55 mile an hour, they write you a ticket.
That does not show up on anybody's radar. Tell me this, the wall, how important is that really for stopping illegal immigration?
I think it's important, but it's a lower priority item for me that E-Verify talked about. It's more important.
Okay.
The visa tracking for visitors. Foreign visitors come here legally. They're tourists, students, whatever it is, and then they never leave. And we don't have a good checkout system to make sure we know who is sticking around illegally. That now makes up half or more of new illegal aliens.
And what's the real problem with these people that overstay their visa? What damage are they doing?
They're breaking the law. I mean, they looked our consular officers in the State Department, you know, offices overseas. They looked them in the eye. And they promised them that they were going to return when their time was up. And they lied to the face of our people. If anything, that's even worse than sneaking across the border, in my opinion.
The physical wall, is that really going to stop immigrants from coming over, illegal immigrants?
It is one tool that can help. We're not going to have a wall all 2,000 miles. But you need to have better controls like that, especially in built-up areas. Because it's hard to control. Once people get across, they run into people's driveways, warehouses, you get lost.
But
we
have all kinds of fencing in these areas now, don't we?
We have some is good and doesn't need to be replaced. Some is lousy. Some is single layer fencing, which isn't enough. You need two layers. And in a lot of places, this is more out in the countryside, they have like 3-foot-high fencing to keep trucks from driving over. Which is okay, but your grandma can hop over those fences. I hopped over those fences myself. I got pictures of myself climbing around them. So we need better fencing. There's no question about it, but it's not a silver bullet. It's one tool along with other tools the Border Patrol needs to use.
We have less than a minute, but the whole sanctuary city issue, where do you see that ending up?
It's going to end up, I think, in court because the Justice Department is going to have to end up suing some of these sanctuary cities to stop their policies. Because cutting off a few government programs and their smaller programs is not going to be enough. The big cities are not going to give in. And so you're going to end up seeing the flip side of what Obama did when he sued Arizona. You're going to see President Trump's Justice Department having to sue some of these cities to get a court order to stop their law breaking.
It's Mark Krikorian, the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, which advocates for lower immigration levels. Mark, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to try to understand exactly what the tax proposal was the Trump administration unveiled. Also, brand new, earth-shattering research coming out of Michigan State University. Wait till you hear what they're up to. That's next.